You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new cardiac catheterization laboratory has opened at Tauranga Hospital and will be taking its first patient this afternoon. The lab will provide care close to home in a one-stop shop for heart patients. I talked to clinical nurse manager from the hospital, Jason Money, about the new lab.
So in the Bay of Plenty area, Tauranga Hospital serves a population of about 230,000 total, 128,000 living in Tauranga itself. So we've had a steadily increasing group of patient population. And previously we'd offered services that usually are developed over the years with the several different departments working together, and the effectiveness of this will last as long as it doesn't harm the other department's throughput. So by having a center that's independent like we have now, what you do is you free up those other departments to carry on with work that they need to be doing and not causing any backlog among them. So for us to be able to actively investigate our cardiac patients as an individual unit rather than having to work with liaising with different departments to get a job done. So it's like with anything else, efficiency is usually gained by having direct access to the full pathway rather than having to try and negotiate an end result among other people.
And how many kind of more services will be freed up because of this new development?
So the medical day stay, which currently provides a service to us by looking after our patients before and after, will be freed up so that it can get on with some of the important work it does, like the endoscopy, with colonoscopies being a very topical issue at the moment with national screening, as well as the radiology department, which also hosts the procedure previous to today. We did all of our procedures in within the radiology department. What that'll allow them to do is free them up for more things like time to screening for cancer and a lot of the other ministerial important measurements. So they'll have a lot more ability to look after their patients directly for the procedures they need to provide.
And how long has this lab been in the works for to become open now?
We've been working on it about 18 months. So there's been a collaborative effort among many people, and a lot of hard work's gone into it, a lot of commitment by the DHB to see it through, to actually provide the resources and space to be able to say to give us the go-ahead and the support to get it done. It's forward-thinking, very much so a forward-thinking process going on with establishing something like this.
And where has the funding come to open this up?
So the funding would have come from DHB resources. In other words, we wouldn't be taking from outside of the DHB for the funding that goes to this. So it's a matter of looking and seeing where those resources are currently used, bringing those resources centralized back into, the cardiology department rather than cardiology funding other departments to provide the service. So a centralization of that, and then also funding that is provided to for the cardiac services to the Bay of Plenty patient population.
And do you think that more funding needs to be put in around New Zealand to put in more cardiology labs, or?
Well, there's two mindsets. Mindset number one is that you have many places doing work in cardiology, and the other one is that you have certain places doing work in cardiology and everyone's referred there, and they both have their advantages. I think that in a town the size or a city the size of Tauranga, that it's very becoming more and more evident that the being able to provide care closer to home benefits everyone. So I think that in that instance, for a population over a certain size, providing that care locally is better. And therefore, yes, I would say there should be more funding for that sort of thing.
And what are kind of the positive aspects that patients can take from having this kind of opened up for them?
So the probably number one for most people is the availability of care close to home. To be honest, that's a huge burden on people having to travel, though we're very grateful for the tertiary centers and the service they provide, because certainly we need them to be able to establish ourselves as a regional provider. We need the people that we can refer the harder things to, the more intricate procedures to. So for us, that's Waikato, and they do a wonderful job doing that for us. But for the local population, they would always rather have something done at home if they could. If they can think that it's closer and it's safe to do, then they'll take that opportunity most times. And that's certainly what we found from our population.
And the first patient will be accepted into the new lab today, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And how do you kind of feel about this? Do you think this is a good move to have this happen, and it's an exciting thing that the first patient is going to be accepted and it's going to go well?
Yes. So my job is to make sure it does go well. So we will. We know we have the skills, we have the team put together, and we're doing a procedure that we're already quite experienced with. We're just doing it with new machines. So the objective for today is to make sure that we are carrying on just like we did on Friday in another room. We're just doing it in a new place. So we know what we're doing, and we're happy to provide that service to the population.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.